The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
It's been reported that the Defence Forces have been deployed to three nursing homes in the last few days to help ease pressure on staff. Over 25 soldiers are assisting in nursing homes in Ballincollig and Douglas in County Cork and in Ennis in County Clare. Cathercalla Hospital in Ennis is currently dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19, where 20 residents have tested positive to date. The news of the outbreak led to rumours circulating on social media as to just how bad the situation was, which caused stress and worry for families with loved ones in the nursing home. Shifra Mulqueen reports.
Cathercalla is a large nursing home. It has a capacity of 112 patients, which includes 5 community hospice beds. So we have 89 residents in the nursing home at the moment, and 20 of those residents are positive.
You're listening to Dr. Michael Harty, GP, former TD, and also the chairperson of Cathercalla Board. So how has the hospital been coping with the outbreak?
The first case was identified at the end of December. Unfortunately, a substantial number of our staff who have also been affected by COVID, either being COVID positive or being out as close contacts of a positive case. The HSE have provided us with some staff, some nurses and some healthcare assistants. We have got some staff from agencies. We have asked existing staff who are still standing if they can do some extra shifts. We have been able to derogate staff who are out, particularly those who are close contacts and asymptomatic, to come back early in conjunction with the HSE and their COVID response unit to approve through public health that they can come back.
Do we know how many staff are out and affected by it at the moment?
It's very difficult to say because it changes on a daily basis. The next phone call could be a staff member ringing in to say they've either contracted the virus or that there is close contact. In rough terms, it has affected between 20 and 25% of our staff.
What's the protocol there when there is an outbreak?
So we're in constant contact with the COVID response team in the Midwest and with public health. So we take advice from them on how we manage the patients. We have cohorted 14 patients into one wing. That is a very logistically difficult task to do because you're actually moving somebody's home from one part of the nursing home to the other. So it seems very simple, but it's quite difficult. And because this virus is silent and it is invisible, it is so relentlessly transmittable. We have reconsidered cohorting people because we might be actually moving the virus around the nursing home. So it's not as straightforward as it might appear.
Were family members of the residents contacted quickly?
When the first cases became apparent, of course, we were in contact with all those who had been affected. And we have been in daily contact with our residents, whether they're positive or negative. The virus has affected our staff, not only our staff on the floor, but it has also affected some of our managerial staff. So it is sometimes quite difficult to be in contact with patients on a daily basis, but the wards endeavour to do so. I think we cover everybody, maybe not every day, but as much as we can, and certainly those who are in difficulty. Yes, of course, some of the Defence Force personnel are helping us out in the nursing home. And they came in to give us logistical support because a nursing home of this size, there is a lot of portering to be done. There is a lot of cleaning to be done. Removal of waste material has to be managed properly. Even such things as laundry has to be managed properly. So, and they have been fantastic. We have 5 members on during the daytime and 2 on at night. They have been to every corner of the world. They've seen every atrocity that we have heard of on our news bulletins over the past 10 years. They're a disciplined force. They know how to take instruction and to work hard. So they have been an invaluable asset to the nursing home. They haven't been brought in an emergency situation. They've been brought in a very managed situation. And I'd like to thank their commanding officer in Sarsfields Barracks in Limerick for allocating them to us. They also assisted in setting up the vaccination service. The vaccination of our staff and our residents started on Monday and has continued today because we have to create a vaccination area in the nursing home. The Defence Force assistance in setting those up was invaluable. So the nursing home, as of this evening, as we speak, all staff and all residents have received their first vaccination. Those who can get it, unfortunately, those who are COVID positive are not eligible to receive the vaccine at the moment.
Unfortunately, the COVID outbreak in Cathercalla led to rumours spreading across social media over the weekend. Mayor of Clare, Mary Howard, spoke to me about the social media hysteria.
We were doing a couple of walking challenges and my phone switched off, and I left here to go to the local supermarket to get something for dinner, and I switched my phone back on and it just started beeping on the local media. And along with all of these people, I'd missed about 7 or 8 calls. There was a whole bunch of private messages and text messages, and said, right, I need to go home and deal with this, because it was overwhelming. As I came out of the supermarket, actually there was a lady coming in against me, and she had stopped at her trolley and she was watching that video. It had gone viral at that stage. I don't know how long it was out. It was probably out an hour or more, but it just had gone everywhere, and it really did frighten people.
The way that it came out within the community was a bit disappointing in terms of social media. There was rumours going around and there was Facebook pages that weren't really helping the situation.
I got a lot of calls from people with loved ones in Caracalla. A lot of them wouldn't have seen the loved ones since September, and a lot of them wouldn't have actually hugged them since last March. They're hearing this information and it really did frighten them. They were very, very frightened for their loved ones. And the information was incorrect, hugely exaggerated, and it was misconstrued, and people just got confused with what they were listening. So they were saying 40 patients at that time, it was 14. I know they were waiting on swabs to come back from other patients. So yeah, the numbers were incorrect. They had said that the HSC and the army had come in, taken over the hospital. As regards the defence forces, there was a huge amount there. There was 2 van loads. There wasn't. I think there's 5 there approximately, and they're there really for the heavy lifting.
And when some people hear that the army has been deployed into a local nursing home, it does in a way frighten people initially.
Absolutely, you get a chill, because the images we've seen in recent times of armies is what we're watching at the Capitol building in Washington. That was not happening here. It's not happening anywhere in Ireland. It was 5 or 6 lads come in to help to move furniture. It wasn't, you know, this drama we're seeing on television. But of course, that's the image, because that's the most recent image any of us would have seen of army in recent days, was what's going on across the water. That's why it was so dangerous. It was very emotive. It was a very upsetting time for people. So it was important to put the record straight very quickly.
And I know you had to come out and address it yourself, because you just felt that it was maybe getting too much.
It was very frustrating to see, because it really caused a huge amount of upset. As I said, I got calls from people with loved ones in there, but I also got calls from staff members and messages from them saying this is incorrect, you know, and they're doing their best, and they felt, they were very upset about this, that they, Caracalla is very special to all of us. Anyone that you meet, say from the town that we're in now, Ennis, the vast majority of us were born there. So we've all got a very strong emotional connection to it. So I think that it really did frighten people. And I put a very clear video out on Saturday night once I got to speak with board members and other staff members, just to get the story straight.
Jean O'Grady's mother is a resident in Caracalla.
Well, we've had really very good contact with Caracalla. So we knew that the COVID was in Caracalla since, I think it was last week, maybe. Yeah, we got a message to say that there was an outbreak, because my mum is in the garden wing, and we were told that, you know, she'd be moving from the garden wing because they were going to make that a designated COVID ward. Even though mum has moved wards, I know that a couple of nurses that are on that ward knew her from the garden wing.
When you got the news that there was an outbreak, immediately, I suppose, in your head, you kind of say, OK, has my mother been tested? Was everything OK?
Yeah, mum's regularly tested, and particularly since this outbreak. And we got an update on Saturday to say that she tested negative. She was swabbed again yesterday because she has to be clear to get the vaccine.
There was a lot of panic on social media over the weekend. Looking at that as a family member, it's something you don't really need.
It was hysteria on Saturday night on Facebook. When I read it first, I did panic, and then I just kind of took a minute and I thought about it. And I actually thought about the fact that we are so well informed. You know, I calmed down afterwards because I just felt that we knew what was going on. You know, as far as kind of I would be concerned, is the staff would be managed by the management. And if they had replacement in, you know, that's their prerogative to do so.
You know, you have the HSE coming in to help out, and also the Defence Forces. How does that feel when you hear that?
We knew the HSE were in. You know, we were informed of that as well. With regard to the Defence Forces, it was a big panic, of course. But then when you looked at it rationally, they were in there because there was a lot of the porters that were out. And once that was explained, I mean, it makes perfect sense. You know, you take all the resources that you can to try and manage a situation like that.
The vaccine plan, it's this kind of, you know, a step forward that you feel that there's some protection there for your mother.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They have brought it forward by a week. So the vaccines, we think that Mam is due to have her vaccine today. I haven't heard yet. But, you know, we will hear by the end of the day, or we'll certainly hear by tomorrow. So it's brilliant news, because it will protect her. And I just think that it's really a great move forward.
Especially when you can't go in over the last few months. It's just a kind of a waiting game and making sure everything's OK.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking because we saw Mam in March, then COVID hit. Then when they reopened in August, like there's 8 children in our family, so it's one every 8 weeks I get to see her. The last time I saw her was in October. It's really sad because, you know, she's 91, just not to be able to sit with her for 5 minutes. So we're hoping that with this vaccine and, you know, everything else, that things will turn the corner and we're looking for a brighter future, really, that we'll be able to see her, spend time with her and, you know, have a cup of tea with her again. Because sure, you know, she reared a big family. She's a brilliant mam. For the elderly, it's been a really horrific disease. You know, it's been really tough going. Yeah. I have a very, very good friend of mine and her mother passed with COVID. So, you know, it's very real to us and it's really worrying. I suppose all we can do is, you know, hope and pray that, you know, things turn around. Carcala have done a fantastic job up to now. And, you know, I have every faith we'll see this out. But yeah, of course, it's a worry and it's a big worry, especially the likes of my mother, who's 91, you know, if she got it at this stage. So
were you speaking to her recently as well? How's her form?
Well, we saw she was 91 on the 6th of January. They sent us on a video from Carcala and sure, you know, it was lovely. My sister had dropped in a cake and no, we didn't get to speak to her, but we did see her on the video. So yeah, no, it was lovely to see her. Just very lonesome that we can't be with her, really.
Siobhan Mulqueen reporting on the outbreak in Carcala Community Hospital in Ennis in County Clare. And just to let you know, since Siobhan was speaking to Jean O'Grady there, Jean's mother has received her first dose of the vaccine.